It was past midnight. The night was warm and the streets quieter, though sounds still drifted out of houses. Maisie stopped by a window. We could hear the squeak of bread springs and a woman crying out in pleasure. We grinned at each other, then moved on. I turned my foot in a pothole and Maisie caught me. I would never walk these streets alone, but with Maisie I felt brave. An alley thin as a needle dropped down to Elizabeth Street where lights glimmered. The moon was high above now, leaking greasy gold. It was one of those nights the city felt like a wild animal, something majestic we were riding. I should have headed to Glebe, but Maisie had lamped a bloke up ahead. The glint of shoe leather, a watch chain. "Good evening, ladies." "A silver tail," Maisie put on a posh voice to greet him. "What's a nice man like you doing out this late?" I said.
"I was going to ask you the same thing," he said back.
"We're on our way home." I let my jacket fall open. Maisie took his hand, poking me behind his back. "Looking for a taxi?" I said, taking his other hand. "Or do you park near here?" "Actually, I was looking for my car, but I can't remember where I parked it."
"We'll help you."
Maisie steered him into a lane. We let go of his hands and had a strut. "Two for the price of one, 'cause it's late and you're handsome," said Maisie.
"Right you are," he said.
I felt excited. Maisie leant against the wall. "Put your arms around me, darling," she said. I placed my accordion and port between my feet, moving behind him, laying my face between his shoulders, telling him how nice he smelt. Maisie's and my hands touched either side of him, then hers disappeared to his thighs. I reached around to stroke his chest, slid my fingers into his mouth, and he sucked on them hungrily. My other hand was roving down, brushing Maisie's, our eyes meeting over his shoulder. "I know you want to kiss me," Maisie said to him. "Normally it isn't allowed, but tonight's your special night." From his jacket pockets, I took a cigarette case and lighter and I undid the watch chain. Just as he was about to spill, Maisie darted to the side. A couple of blokes were coming down the lane and we made our escape before the silver tail knew what was what. The lights of Oxford Street were beckoning and we trotted towards them till we were out of breath. We hitched our dresses up and squatted to piss, laughing our heads off. Suddenly we heard what sounded like beat police and I remembered the key to Liverpool Street. "Quick," I said, bolting across the road. The key still fitted the front door. Maisie was all over it like a rash, taking off her shoes to sneak up the stairs, finding a quart bottle under the bed. We shared the last of the Angian booze and pooled our wares. I left her the £20 note and took the 10 and some ones, the watch and cigarette case and lighter. She looked suspicious, saying she might want to split the other way, but when I asked who her fence was, she shrugged. We passed the Bidgee, then Maisie started trying to get into my stockings where I'd slid the money. "Don't bloody rip my clothes, you little minx." I pinned her down by her wrists and she suddenly went slack, so I fell on top of her. She laughed. "We make a good team, Iris." "You're trouble," I said, then mimicked her. "I know you want to kiss me, but it isn't allowed." "You ought to stop telling me what to do, Iris Webber," she said. Then she flipped me over and started to kiss me, really to kiss me. I was surprised, but it also seemed inevitable. We were giggling nervously, then the kiss went deep and her hand moved over my chest, holding me down. Then she kissed my neck while her hand moved into my bra. I shivered with pleasure. She drew back, saying, "Oh, I'm so drunk." I said, "It's all right." I didn't want her to stop, but she dropped onto her back and when I leant over to kiss her again, I felt her mouth lose interest. I stroked her thigh, wondering at the smooth, curving power of it. But she put her hand on mine and said, "Oh, let's go to sleep. I'm stinko." I woke with her pointing a gun at me. "Morning, Iris." She squinted down the barrel. "It's loaded, you bloody galah."